everybody. Welcome to the Rogue Show. It's Friday night, all you fuckers. Starting off, I want to give a big shout-out to one of the greatest Christian rock bands ever, Flyleaf, and I'm So Sick. Great song. That was from my buddy, Jeff from Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. A little gospel to start the show. Seeing this tonight, we saw a bunch of angels throw down. Let me start off by saying big shout-out to all our great sponsors. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, get Clinch at GetClint.com, just like all those badass Invicta fighters tonight. Also, BrawlBase.com. Also want to thank Vision Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution. They are killing it, doing great things. I love them people. They support local MMA. They support events, fighters. Go out and support them. Also, number one sports bar in all of Oregon and your place to find live MMA on the tellies all the time. And that's Clock Tower Pub. How you doing tonight, Milwaukee?
You're doing pretty good, man. Has anybody came in and asked you for any fucking Russian dressing yet?
Just California Tom, just because he's a dick. And he likes to fuck with me.
Oh, so he takes advantage. Has he actually really done that? Do we owe him a shirt?
No, he just sat at the counter, like, I think 3 or 4 times now, and he's been like, give me some ranch dress or some Russian dressing, bitch. I'm like, fuck you. But he loves the show. That's the guy I told you about. It trains bears to fight drug dealers or something in the mountains down there. I don't know what he does. It's some crazy shit. He goes after drug dealers in the California National Parks, and he trains, like, I don't know, people and animals to catch them. He said it's crazy. Like, he came up on one time. They were just hiking to go scout out one. They came across, there's like 8 Hispanic guys with like full auto AKs and shit. Fucking point them at him. He's like, whoa. Crazy shit. Hey, big shout out also to Jeff from Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. I believe he is partying with us tonight on the lines.
I don't know, is he?
Of course he is.
Up to the plate? That's what I like to hear.
Dude, Jeff, I would like to start off by publicly announcing that I apologize for being such a prick. I did not know that you called 9 fucking times on Skype during Invicta. I swear, I just saw it when I turned on my Skype just now. I'm like, what the fuck, 9 minutes and a voicemail?
Yeah, I was trying to reach you.
I couldn't believe when I turned on my Skype when I got home that you weren't on.
Yeah.
That I wasn't on?
Yeah, no, that Skippy wasn't on. You were on. But then you called me, and then I called you right back, and you didn't answer.
Yeah. This is probably Skippy's fault, too. Pretty much he had something to do with all of it.
I did. It's always
you're
the
forgiven.
Fault.
You're forgiven. You're forgiven, my friend.
Hey, what's not forgiven is some of the chicks who got pounded in the mouth tonight wearing that beautiful Clinch Custom mouth guard, buddy.
Yeah, they didn't have too good of a record tonight, but I think they all kept their teeth. So, it's really mad. My world, but...
Gotta
they all
say,
kept their teeth?
Your girl, somebody I think all of us here like and respect very much, Jessamine the Gun Duke.
No.
She had an interesting fight. I'm curious to see what the official outcome will be in a couple of days. I don't know if John McCarthy truly felt that she was out with that first knee, then why did he stand back and allow old girl to throw a second knee when she was downed? That's when her hands and arms collapsed. And Jeff, you were watching that with me. You're a referee. If you felt the first knee would have knocked her out, would you not run straight over to stop the fight?
Yep. You should have been screaming and yelling to stop right there. If she was out, that was it. Should have been doing everything you could to stop it. Just then to have her get hit another time with a little space in between, and then say she was out after the first one, well, then that's just a failure to do your job.
I 100% agree.
That's dangerous. That second shot could be trouble.
Do you not feel like the first shot, which caught her on the chin, everyone, she dropped down to all fours, and it looked to me like she was reaching out for the back leg, and the Thai plum was still on, and old girl blasted her. But between the first knee and the second knee, I'm willing to say there was a good 3.5, maybe 4 seconds of time. plenty of time for a referee to start making some advance to stopping the fight.
Yep. Yeah, plenty of time. Yelling. You know, you're not always that close. When if I'm not close enough, I'm yelling. You know, stop. You know, stopping the fight instantly. You can't wait till you're diving in the middle. Start right away.
Yeah.
I didn't see him yelling or hear him yelling, so I don't know. I'm not there. He's an amazing referee. But don't make mistakes.
I mean, you and I believe Derek from Budo Fights and Carl, the president of Madhouse, we were all watching. And I believe Derek was the first one to say illegal knee, and then you said illegal knee, and Carl said illegal knee. And that's why we thought the fight got waved off. And then John McCarthy comes back and says, no, she was out at the first knee. And that's when I was like, okay, that's really, really bad refereeing. And John McCarthy's a good referee, and people do have bad nights. I mean, let's not lie about that. But fuck me running if you allow a bitch to take a fucking nasty shot for no reason. I mean, I don't care if you're male or female, if you're an amateur, a pro, if you're out with the first blow, stop the fucking fight.
Yeah, and it's still a foul. It's still an illegal miss. Even if she was out after the first one, well, you still just need a downed opponent in the face. There's still that issue.
And would that not be a disqualification or a rule of no contest because the fight wasn't waved off and the illegal knee put her out completely?
It's very debatable, yeah. It's really, it can go a lot of different ways. That's one of them because the fight was still going as far as seeing the fight stop. It was not stopped yet. And the referee says it was over before then. Well, he just took all the brunt of the call on his shoulders. And so I don't think, I don't know that, I doubt that this will be reversed. It'll be a loss. She'll be stuck with it. It'll just be a bad call loss, in my opinion, or a borderline call loss, and it's unfortunate. But I don't see him reversing his call. Once he said that, he just took all the responsibility on himself and let everyone else off the hook, even the fighter who'd need her. I don't know. Disappointing. Not just because I love Jessamyn Duke, but because I don't like to see that happen to anybody. I don't like to see fights end like that. It's not a question.
Did you watch the karate hottie pull that fucking win out her ass?
No, I couldn't I couldn't get a hold of you. I wasn't sure when it was starting. I actually missed that one. I can't believe it. Sounds like a hell of a fourth round turn. Was she getting stomped?
I thought she was losing. Lepaki, you got your mic on mute, bro.
Yeah, I do. Nah, dude, that was a great fucking scrap, dude. That was like a fucking chess match, dude.
Was she losing? Was she caught her?
Yeah, she was losing. She survived a nasty fucking armbar, though. Like, her arm... Skippy, what did you think about that
It popped. It popped. I don't know how she didn't tap. Jeff, honest to God, it popped. Right at the joint. I mean, full extension, hits into it, lockdown, and you saw that fucking thing pop. And then she got out.
Yeah, let's keep going after the pop. There's nothing. She's just tough.
Dude,
the pop,
it looks nasty.
It's not broke. It should hurt for a week. Hurt with a belt in her waist.
Probably won't hurt. Yeah, probably won't hurt too bad.
Nope.
Do you know who impressed me tonight? Hands down, who I think stole the whole fucking card? Lauren Taylor. Hands down.
I haven't seen that fight yet.
I thought she came in and she completely just owned Caitlin Young. And I thought she looked impressed on her feet, on her ground, in the clinch, in transition, from her back. I mean, she was... Dude, this girl's legit, folks. You guys need to fucking pay attention to this one. I mean, I don't give a shit what anybody says. Caitlin Young's a tough, tough SOB. And I had a certain...
Wouldn't she be like a B.O.B.?
Yeah.
Daughter of a bastard.
But I tell you what. Anybody out there who watched the Barb Hancock fight, I had it 48-47. I found really interesting were the judges' cards. We had a 50-49, a 50-45. We had a 49-46 and a 48-47. That's three completely separate fucking rules or judges. I mean, not even
you had a what? What were those again?
48-47. 50-45,
49-46, 48-47.
Wow. See, I was in
line with 48-47. That's what I had it at. I definitely had it at that. I thought that was a great fight.
I think 49-46, though, I think 49-46 is kind of justifiable because judges don't look at leg kicks like they look at when you get punched in the face. And, like, there was way too often that Porto was content just sitting there trying to leg kick. And that's, you know, we all know that does damage. But in the judges' eyes, these guys are like, fucking, you know, boxing, bro. They don't, oh, they're like, oh, he kicks you in the leg. Neat. That guy, then he punched you in the face. What the fuck is going on? Is there, like, some fucking Transformers going on here?
It sounds like Jeff fucking a gorilla.
It sounds like Bumblebee just turned from a fucking little Volkswagen bug to a machine gun toting fucking warrior.
I'll send the name of the lady home, sorry.
Hey, did you see that video of Joe Rogan talking about Brock Lesnar fucking you when he wants to?
Dude, what do you guys think about this? Fallon Fox versus Cyborg Sunday night WrestleMania, Atlanta, Georgia.
Love it.
So they're where it belongs.
Hey, Lepaki, you missed your girl Rose with the nasty flying 12-second armbar. Let me tell you, folks, she came out 1, 2, 3, backed up. Katina backed her up like halfway across the ring. Three punches right to the mouth. Boom, boom, boom. Come in, missed four, hit her with five against the cage, clinch, fucking push off, armbar, down to the ground, fight over. That quick, it was beautiful. She's like, you want to fucking push me off? I'll just armbar you right here, right now, be done. It was good, fucking beautiful.
No class.
No class?
Yeah, the level of talent there was a pretty big difference.
Yeah, I mean, she just tore her apart from get to go.
Explain this to me. Somebody explain this to me. Why is Pat Barry so inept at fucking submission grappling, and his old lady is a fucking beast at submission grappling?
He knows the ground. Why break your arm if I can punch a hole in your face and knock you out? It's not his game, but he knows the ground.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Can you say that again? I think it broke up. We heard you say he can do the ground.
He's got a ground game. He knows the ground. He just would rather punch someone's face inside out.
Well, I'd like to beg to differ with that. I think he's scared of a Matt. Yeah, I don't know if he's ever actually been in a BJJ studio in my whole life.
I think that's in.
He needs to pull that shit out of his ass and use it once in a while.
I don't know, but
he got a sub victory.
Rose,
who did he sub?
Huh?
He subbed somebody. He got a submission victory.
You hold on a second. When I'm done picking this Shudo card, I'm gonna look for you. Oh no, right now I'm picking Jungle Fight.
Speaking of, there's some fights going on live right now.
What did you?
Still, I was
okay, so Jeff, what do you think about that division? Because she's what, 115, right?
Yeah.
So, how long until Lisa Ellis is back? She's got to be getting that. Be close, right?
Yeah, she's close. Well, she's pregnant. She's close to being done being pregnant. I think she's probably like 8 months or so. So, inside a year, she'll be back. She's got to be chomping at the bit seeing all this go down, seeing this her sport just explode right when she's pregnant. And the girls that are winning these fights, I mean, she is right in that mix. She is a world champion. I mean, we all know what she's capable of. She could easily be the one who beat, you know, Jessica Penney today. in a rematch.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
Did anybody feel that Zoila and Jennifer Maya both looked just flat and just unimpressive?
I haven't seen that fight yet.
Neither.
Do you think... Did anybody see the Beck Hyatt fight?
Chad Mertens versus Mario Miranda? What the fuck?
What?
Hey. Did you hear that shit about Chad Mertz earlier about people tell you a loss is a good thing? No, it ain't. They don't know, man. You want to be a winner and make it to the UFC. You got to be undefeated and a champion.
Why is Trent talking shit to this guy?
To who?
To Chad Mertz. He's going to hit you like the fat chick at a bachelorette party. That's what he told Chad Mertz.
Who's Chad Mertens saying?
It looks like Mario Miranda.
No way.
Dude,
that's
ridiculous. I'm giving you guys the link right now.
That's ridiculous.
I'm looking at it right now.
Whoever said
right,
that
right?
should go to jail. They should go to fucking jail for that. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm going to bring my daughter then. I'm going to fight her in the next fight after that. Me and my little girl are going to go at it. She's 18. I got like 100 pounds on her. It's fair.
He's a
but
veteran.
Fight is. Fuck, dude, I rolled with him before. You don't even, he will just, oh my God, he could kill him without even punching him. That's ridiculous. You're going to wad him up in a little ball and throw him across the room. He's, oh my gosh. He tears Landon.
He's going to hit you so hard, he's going to knock back to the time of Jesus. Fuck, dude. But yeah, big shout out to Trent Standing, dude, trolling tonight. A Chad Mertz. Dude, there's no way. Is that really?
Took April 1st again?
His face clear.
It can't be. The bridge. Where's this fight going to go down at?
Hold on. I'm pulling it up. There you go. I just sent you the link.
Mario Miranda.
Dude, that's not. What Miranda is that?
I hope you're misreading. It's like Amanda somebody. Maybe it's Amanda Rainville instead. That's who he's supposed to be fighting. That one I can see. That's more even. Mean Machine. That's who he should be fighting, not Mario Miranda. The man with the biggest mouth guard this company's ever made.
Well, see, Jeff will be able to tell me here. Did you get the link?
Yeah, my computer's not working right now. I'm actually on a telephone this time, talking on a telephone. It's very strange.
Oh, my God.
He is.
Yeah.
Lincoln, California, Thunder Valley Casino. It's on. Mertens, Miranda.
But he said he's fighting at 55. Mario
Miranda
is going to fight at 55 against Chad Mertens.
Oh.
Hold on. I got it right here. Here we go, Gladiator Challenge, world leader in sports promotions. Let's see what the card says. Oh, this is where Henry fought.
Henry Cejudo?
Yeah, this is where he made his debut. So he said May 18th, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, matchups, that's what we want. See, this website's done up pretty well. I like it. But I love the fact that the Gladiator Challenge, the old school. So give me a fight card, you dips. Under matchups, it just takes you to the fight poster.
If it really says that he's fighting Mario Miranda, then we should call Chad Mertens. Do an intervention. Live intervention.
Hey, dude, hold on. Hold
you
on. It's on the 18th or the 19th? When's that event? The 19th?
May 18th, Lincoln, California, Thunder Valley Casino.
Okay, here, I'm on their website, but now I'm going to jump over and see if we can find their fight card on a...
Wow.
Fuck, it's not listed over here. I want to know who he's fighting.
Well, somebody named Miranda. Carnero. Man, this is going to be a fucking sick fight. Renato Carnero. Renato Canajo. And I don't even fucking know, dude. Tomorrow night at Jungle Fights is going down.
Did you think that was a little surprised by a Sarah Kaufman fight?
Yeah,
dude,
I thought she lost.
I really think they should have just scored it a draw.
Wow.
First round Kaufman, second round Smith, third round 50-50. I mean, it couldn't have been more than, you couldn't have scored it more than 55-45 Kaufman. Maybe 60. Maybe 60-40.
Big statement for Smith. Big statement.
And the head kick in the second?
I haven't seen it. It's killing me.
This guy looks like a murderer. Thiago dos Santos is fighting tomorrow night. Fucking Renato Carnero, Mauro Shalat. That fight's going to be fucking dirty. Yuri Maya. God dang, man. How is tomorrow such a banging day for fights? Glory. Glory. Really? You're going to give me Gokhan Saki?
I think there's been a lot of good fights lately. The last few weeks, seems like every weekend there's something exciting. Non-UFC.
Yeah. What do you think goes on tomorrow? How long does Grigor Mousasi fight longer than 90 seconds?
No.
I don't think so either, man. I don't think it's a good idea to cut 26 pounds in three fucking days.
Talking about Jared Torgerson?
No. I think he'll be all right.
He made weight. It wasn't easy.
Over Did he have a hard time?
Over 50 pounds in 5 weeks. Last night at midnight when I talked to Will, he was still 10 pounds over, and he hadn't had food or water for 24 hours. So, but he made it this afternoon, 185.9 or something. And so he's in.
It's a title fight, right?
Yes, sir.
How's he weighing 185.9?
That's a good question. Maybe he said 184.9. I don't know. Dream, maybe they have, or Destiny, maybe they have different.
Yeah, they may not read the decimal point like we learned about Quebec.
Yeah.
They don't read the decimal point. What the fuck you mean? You don't read the decimal point?
Yeah. We'll use that system here.
Well, if you weigh, so like really, I could really get away with weighing like 186.5, right? According to the, like, don't use the decimal point baloney.
Yeah, just round down.
I mean, as long as the thing reads 186, I could almost be 187, almost be 2 pounds over. That could be a big difference sometimes, you know?
Yeah. So the smaller you are.
I mean, sometimes sometimes you get that far
shut
down.
Up. I got somebody here important. Invicta, man himself from MMA Topics, who snatched up not one but two great interviews tonight. One aimed at you, Lopaki. Chris Gregory from MMA Topics. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, I got a great interview with Leslie Smith, which almost got me kicked out of the Ameristar Casino because I guess you're not allowed to give interviews inside of a casino. I realize that now. And then I got an awesome interview with Rose Namajunas, who just got the fastest submission, I believe, for any female in MMA.
Awesome.
And I think it's the fifth fastest submission in history of MMA. So, you know, big shout out to her. Big shout out to Pat Barry, man. That dude is an awesome dude to hang out with. You know, I just got to name drop a little bit. You know, I hung out with King Mo tonight, got a little interview with him, too. You know, it was a cool night at Invicta, man. Shannon Knapp was on a great show. You know, I mean, she's the best promoter, honestly. And I'm going to go ahead and put it hands down. She is the best promoter there is out there. Yep. She cares about the fighters, the fans, and most importantly, you know, everyone, just everyone, man. She's an awesome promoter.
So the question is, what was the answer to Leslie Smith-Sarah Kaufman rematch?
She didn't really give a legit answer. She kind of, she said, you know, it would be a good fight again. Me, myself, I think that fight has to happen again. Sarah Kaufman should not be able to go back into the UFC without that fight happening. Or because that fight was so exciting, they should have the second fight inside the UFC. I mean, dude, that, I'm talking that fight. You guys seen it on TV, but being in that arena, I'm telling you right now that I mean, you get adrenaline dumped yourself from being in there. Because, I mean, it goes to emotional, the emotions in that place go up and down all night. I mean,
what did the head kick in the second round sound like?
Beautiful head kick, very loud. I thought she was out. I mean, I don't know. You know how sometimes you just look away for 1 second and some crazy shit happens? That's kind of what happened. I mean, I caught it out of the corner of my eye. It was loud. But, I mean, I thought she was done. And Leslie did back up off of her. I actually talked to her about that in the interview. You know, she actually backed up off of her when she should have just stayed on her down there. She should have stayed on there and finished the fight.
Did you get me in any trouble tonight?
Do what?
Did you get me in any trouble?
No, sir, I did not. No, I would never do that. One mistake, you know what I'm saying, and never again. But I did see our homie Brittany Douglas. She was there, and you know she was networking there. So hopefully we'll see her in Invicta real soon. Talking two more Emmy wins, she'll be in Invicta.
Invicta debut, huh? Pro
debut. No shit.
What are you guys doing over there?
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Oh shit! You can see everything. Okay, turn the camera off.
Not everything. just some.
Well,
part.
You know what a reach around is, right?
I was like, I'm just curious how you're talking with that apple tied in your mouth.
I'm looking at the Liz Carmouche page. She's standing next to this brunette who looks like she's 8 foot tall. It's crazy.
So what did you guys get to catch in Victor?
I did. I caught it right in my lap.
I've seen about 6 fights.
What did you guys think?
Gassed.
I mean,
hey,
overall, from what you guys saw.
Did anybody else think Cyborg kind of gassed out after about 2 minutes?
Oh, dude, I think she was being nice. I think she was trying to, I think she could have easily submitted her, but she decided she was just going to beat the hell out of her.
I think she was gassed. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, if she was gassed, it was because she was just going nuts and going bananas. I'm walking into the Abu Dhabi store right now to get me some cigarillos.
I am getting a massage from one of my Madhouse groupies.
Wow.
With an apple in his mouth. I don't understand. This is like, I feel like I'm watching this bad scene from fucking Pulp Fiction right now.
Hey, and by the way, I'd like to go ahead right now and thank my sponsor, The Fleshlight, because we're about to use it.
Put it on mute. Mute yourself. Mute yourself. Mute yourself.
So you're going into 7-Eleven to get cigarillos?
And they're arranging them.
Yes. No, I'm actually in...
Hold on. No. Chris, I want you to give the phone... to the guy working the register and tell him he's about to go live on the air.
For real?
For real.
Here you go. It's for you, man. For me? Yeah. Oh, no, it's for you.
Hello? Hey, welcome to the Rogue Show. You're live on the Rogue Show. It's Friday night. We're talking crazy, crazy. I understand our boy.
Yeah, friends, he handed me back the phone, bro. He was not having it.
Oh! Tommy could have just won a brand new Mercedes, but he fucked up.
That shit's funny. Nah, he said there's customers. He can't be on the phone.
Give it to a customer. Give the phone to a customer. Give the phone to a customer right now.
Hey, here, bro. Here. Nobody would take the phone, dog.
Damn, they're going to be live on the radio.
They don't give a... Dude, these people don't care. You know, they're all fucking in the A-Rabby place getting crack pipes and shit. Come on.
Perfect! Get a crackhead on the phone!
Skippy, this is an MMA show, bro.
Yep.
We're here to talk MMA.
No, we're here to talk whatever the fuck we want to talk. Just
what did you think about Beck Hyatt?
Oh,
Beck
yeah.
Beck
Shut
is
that bitch up.
Very impressive. I think that her popularity, for one, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, she's just grew in the sport as far as popularity. And, you know, with that, you know, I mean, she's exciting. She, you know, the hype going into this fight was awesome. I don't know, man. I
saw
a lot of good things happening for Beck.
Dude, how fucking good did she look when she stood over that chick and was like, bitch?
You know, you know how I am about sportsmanship. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think everyone should shake hands after the fight. But, you know, that's just me. But not after all
fight.
That shit talk. So.
No, that's what I'm
you're
saying.
You're a major
that's
shit talker before the fight.
Oh, yeah. See,
that.
Dude, that chick was talking a whole lot of shit.
What is going on? Skippy's getting yelled at on air. This is fucking awesome, people. This is like
Skippy. I love
it. I'll fucking cut you.
Yeah?
She's already went inside and closed the door and he's like, I'll fucking cut you.
No, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Dude, I cut everybody. No doubts about that shit.
Hey, what do you guys think? Who is next for Rose Namajunas? You know, I mean, there's a few girls that just really stood out. And to me, those girls were Beck, Namajunas, you know, Leslie Smith, even though she, you know, took a loss. Those girls really stuck out to me. And even Hancock. Barb, man, she, you know, MFS is back. You know what I mean? Military Fighting Systems is back, for sure.
She's a badass, clinched up, badass world champion.
That's right. Hey,
I'm
everybody
the
was
fight,
clinched
the
up.
Fight to make,
like.
The fight to make, and let me just double check this real quick. Where the fuck did she go?
Are
the
you
fight to
weight?
Make, and this is a co-main event waiting to happen. Rose Namajunas and Joanne Calderwood. That's the motherfucking fight, son.
Ooh,
I,
yeah.
They actually talked about that fight for Beck Hyatt.
No, dude, they need Joanne Calderwood and Rose Namajunas. That's the fight, man. Those two chicks are so dynamic.
But let me say this, with that said, Rose is only 2-0, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she's still a really young fighter.
Yeah, but that's why she needs a test like Calderwood. That way,
Calderwood's
you know,
only 4-0. Calderwood's only
4-0. I think, honestly, I know, but here's the thing. Is I think Rose needs to be built up. She only has two fights.
Oh, man, no, man. No, the people want to see fights. I mean, the people want to see Rose Namajunas and Joanne Calderwood. That's the fight the people want.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm not saying I don't want to see that fight. I do want to see that fight. But, you know, in all honesty, 2-0,
man,
she needs to grow. She, and this
needs
12
to
seconds,
grow,
you know what I'm saying?
4-0.
No, Rose Namajunas is 2-0.
The same road as boxing. The sport's trying to go the same road as boxing. Build up this big 12-0 fucking record. Yada, yada, yada.
No.
Fight some 5-0.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. 12-0 is totally different than 2-0, though.
Yeah, but 4-0
yeah,
and 2-0
I mean,
are no different. 4-0 and 2-0
that's
are
big
no
difference.
Different.
Big difference.
You're not even comfortable with those two fights. You have to look at the competition. Okay, tonight, you know, she fought Katina Catrone, which is, you know, good, but she's not, you know, Joanne Calderwood. I mean, it's true. I mean, I've watched Kathina grow from amateur to pro. And, you know, going into this fight, I really, you know, I really had, you know, Rose Namajunas beating her because I just didn't feel like she has fought the talent that, you know, Rose is going to fight and already has fought.
Doesn't Calder Waite have like 20 kickboxing fights too? Doesn't she have a big background before MMA? She got a lot of combat sports.
Yeah.
Background. So that's not a straight up match to match those two right now with Rose. Rose doesn't have 20 kickboxing fights, does she? And I think she
no,
needs more
no,
that fight goes down. I agree with Chris.
Yeah, I mean, and dude, I mean, the flying armbar, come on! I mean, Jesus Christ! I mean, when do we see that? We don't see that very often. And
yeah, I saw
she pulled it off.
Liz McCarthy do one.
Yeah, and he's an amateur.
Yep.
It's dangerous.
That's
like pulling guard.
She won that. Yeah, but if you do it early enough in the fight, like both Liz and Rose did in the first round early, where you're not sweaty, it's a lot
yeah.
easier to pull off.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, it's the time to do it. Don't do it sweaty. Be like trying to. Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen what happens there. You fall off and then you look like an idiot because you start getting pounded.
Yep.
Hey, I just want to remind everyone that Lapati is going to love my interview with Rose Namajunas. She's going to love it.
I am.
If you talk about some fucking bullshit Harlem Shake crap, motherfucker, I'm going to kill you.
No
you're the
comment.
Man, Chris.
I'm going to fly to Kansas. I'm going to piss in your mouth while you're sleeping, and I'm going to fly
okay,
back.
Okay, this is exactly what I said. I said, hey, my friend, MMA Madhouse, Lapati Ponza, loves the Harlem Shake, and he wanted to know what inspired your Harlem Shake video. I asked that exact question, and now she knows Lapati Ponza is the biggest Harlem Shake fan ever.
You're a pile of shit. Oh,
that's funny, dude. That's great.
I think the best part is she knows who you are. You should just hold on to that part.
Ask Davis what kind of dumb shit I did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have a way better deal than I did. What are you complaining about?
Dude, you're not affiliated with the Harlem Shake. I'm affiliated with the Harlem Heat, man. Not Harlem Shake.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Great
so,
fight,
hey,
man.
Dude. Hey, so what? Where would you rate this event for your live career?
Oh, man. It's up there. I'm going to say the last Invicta was up top because – I don't know, man. For some, like the very first Invicta I went to, I wasn't feeling it. And I'm going to be honest, I wasn't feeling it. I just kind of was like, eh. But then again, I wasn't educated to all the female fighters that were on the first Invicta. And now it's just like, I'm going to put this at top five events I've ever been to.
Nice.
But I
mean,
they also changed the venue.
What did you think about the Dickman Duke situation?
Do what? Oh, the illegal knee.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. The first knee was 100% legal. The second knee, I think it's because her knee's buckled. She did knee her while she was on the ground. I think it's kind of one of those things that you have to look at the replay again. And I don't have that technology with me at the moment, but. I honestly think the second one was illegal, but it was only because the motion of the person's body. Now, Clinch, you know, or Jeff's going to have to, you know, talk about that because I'm not sure how that works. But it was because of the motion, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Get a fucking tie, fucking plum on her head, shoving it down. What do you mean the fucking motion? She backed up, grabbed a fucking tie plum, took a full step forward, and threw a fucking knee into her face.
Okay, which knocked her out. But then there was a second knee, correct?
Okay.
No, that's the second knee. The first knee happened when she was standing. Hit her clean on the jaw, dropped her down to all fours. She went, as you could see, her. She was going for the back leg, and boom, she grabbed that thigh plum and fucking released the knee clean as a bell on a girl down on all fours.
Ouch. Well, what Shannon said in the post fight conference that she didn't see it, but like they weren't able to, you know, get the replay on it, but she is going to look at it again, and from there they're going to make a call. I don't know what kind of call they can make, maybe a no contest, but I mean I don't know, man. I'm going to go home and check it out like immediately when I get there, but I don't know. I think that
look, we watched the replay, yeah. And we talked about this in the beginning. Now
I feel that it should probably be ruled a no contest because of two reasons. One, if John McCarthy is correct in saying that he felt that the fight was over with the first knee, but he made no attempts to stop it, then you need to rule it a no contest. If it was the second knee that he felt that put her out, it was an illegal knee, and you still need to rule it a no contest. Either way, it falls on the referee this time, and it should be ruled a no contest.
I mean, he definitely made a mistake. That's no shit. I mean, I saw that on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And people were blowing it up.
Yeah, dude, he made a bad call. He looked flat-footed, like, and just like he did, he was not on ball. A couple of times when the girls were working the ring, he got caught against the cage and didn't get out of the way in time. You know, I felt like a couple of times he was late to get there, you know, especially on the tap. You know, I saw, you know, he's standing on the opposite side and the girls tapping, and then he just slowly walks over. I'm like, dude, I just felt like he was off his game tonight all the way around. And I think he made a very bad call in the fucking the gunfight, and I think that it should be ruled a no contest.
Do you think that, with that said, do you think a referee should, when they're off their game, I mean, I don't know, I guess I can't really ask that question, but I mean, he's made several mistakes in the past. I mean, do you think that he just got lackadaisical basically tonight? I mean, I don't know.
That's a great fucking way to put it.
Dude,
yeah,
he
just kind of got to where he was just watching.
Wasn't as bad as that fucking asshole at Tachi Palace 7 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker.
I mean,
it happens. They have off nights. Everybody has off nights. Referees, too. There's been nights where I'm totally tuned in, and there's other nights where I'm just not. I'm doing the best that I can, but there's other things that just, you're just not as sharp. Other things can grab your attention. You're not as, it's just kind of dialed in. Like when anybody's just playing a game, some days you got it, some days you don't. It's not that much different. Just a lot more important.
Right.
It happens.
It's not, I mean, yeah, especially at a pro level. I mean, it's your career, so. I don't know. I mean, people make mistakes, so, I mean, it's kind of hard to get on him too much because he's not one a referee that makes a lot of mistakes. I mean, he's made them in the past. He's made a few mistakes, but when you referee however many fights that these guys ref, I mean, eventually you're going to make a mistake. Seems like they make them quite a bit on TV. So,
yeah.
Or streaming,
well,
whatever.
Just that's the only way that we – it's just that we – you know, the other thing is that a lot of people don't notice as many mistakes because they don't watch as much, as many fights.
Exactly.
I don't make mistakes.
Well, I know. Dude, you know who doesn't make mistakes, dude? Anthony Hamlet is like the perfect referee.
I think he probably should be nominated as the head of the Hall of Fame of referees, and he should be the golden rule.
Dude, I think he should personally pick Kim
dude.
Winslow under his wing and train her.
Yeah, I think
she needs to do something.
You guys are nuts.
She needs to quit. For real. What's funny is I made that statement one time on
Jeff,
John Facebook. Kim Winslow, needs to quit. And somebody said that I said that only because she's a female. Bullshit. I said that because she sucks. I don't give a fuck if she's man, female, dog.
Hey, you're talking about Anthony's number one protege there. You know that.
Listen, I don't give a shit if it's his number six protege. I don't care. Like, he is just a bad ref.
Number six is Jeff.
She is a horrible
Jeff
ref.
Is number six. Yeah, I'm number
Are
six
you trying to tell me that the apple falls far from the tree?
Yeah. It's not even an apple. It's a different fruit altogether.
Okay, hey, fuck, we gotta talk about it. Aoki winning the title today. Who watched that fight? Because it was fucking great.
Don't say anything about it.
Hey.
No, you can talk about it. I already know Aoki won.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to see the fight. I tried to find it on the internet and couldn't seem to find it.
Oh, God, it's a rear naked smoke.
This is certain realities, man. We are talking to a guy like Brock Lesnar, and he's standing over you. There's at least 1% of your brain that's going, please don't fuck me. Please. It's not that he's gay, because he's not. It's not that even if he was gay, he couldn't do better than me. He could do way better than me. It's that if Brock Lesnar wanted to fuck you, it would be his call. What are you going to do, fight it off for a certain amount of time? If you get that guy the size of Brock Lesnar, he might be able to fuck you on this stage. He might just drag you up here and you with Brock Smash! And there might be 2,000 of us in here waiting for somebody else to say something first. Like, the only one in here that might be able to do something about it is Josh. And he may have, I might want to watch this play out and see how the fuck this all goes down. You don't want to be that first dude. Hey, man, what you're doing is morally wrong. What? Fuck, smash you! Fuck, stampede. I'm not really worried that Brock Lesnar would fuck me. What I'm really worried is that he would use me as a condom to fuck something way bigger. That's the real fear. That I'd wind up in the back of his pickup truck with a pair of bolt cutters going, why are we at the zoo? Shut up! Brock, make decisions!
Okay, completely out of nowhere comes Skifferino.
I love that fucking clip, dude.
Cheers. That was good.
Yeah, dude, that's so funny because he goes, Josh Barnett's in the crowd and he goes, the only one here could probably stop it is Josh. And he might just sit back and go, I want to see how this shit plays out. I wonder what he's like. Josh Barnett. He was in the crowd for this when you were doing the stand-up show.
He's Stomp Bark.
Hey, hold on.
You know the fight that surprised me was I was really surprised that Jody Escobar lost. Take it nobody else was.
No.
Wow.
Are we the only ones on the radio now?
I have no idea what the hell's going on right now. I think I was just the only one on a second ago.
Just a game show.
Dude, are you going to an event tomorrow?
I'm not. It's the only weekend that I'm not for like the 7 weeks after that. Tomorrow, I'm not.
Very nice.
I'm going to catch up on as much work as humanly possible.
Really?
Probably more than as humanly possible.
How many mouth guards do you think he'll make tomorrow?
10. Custom
10?
And I usually make in a good day like 7. So they take 3 or 4 hours each.
Sorry about that, Chris.
Oh, you're good.
I forgot about you.
Oh, you're good, man.
You just heard all my secrets with somebody's wife. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Are we live or what?
Yeah, we're live. So I want to talk about this Aoki fight. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what happened in the first round. Okay, the bell rang, and it starts off with a jab. Next thing I know, Aoki has the title. It was great.
So explain what happened, man, because I was unable to watch the fight. Don't explain anything about the Brock Larson versus Mainoff fight, because I don't even know the results, but I know that Brock Larson probably humped a leg in order to get the win. I'm just going to say that now, because what happened, he probably got a decision win.
Here's the only thing I know about that fight is that the only thing I saw, the only picture I've seen of that fight is Brock Larson running away from Melvin Manhoff, like around the side of the cage. his back is literally to Melvin Manhoff, and Melvin Manhoff is like running behind him. It's the greatest picture I've ever seen.
It's okay, Chris Gregory and Nicolex.
Hey, Chris, first of all, Rear Naked Smoke has most of the fights already up. Dude, you guys have got to check out Jens Pulver getting tapped out by the darts choke.
Dude, how did anybody not know Ueda was going to tap his punk ass out?
What did you?
I just want everybody
to
know.
So
I picked that fight exactly. Second round submission by Ueda, dude. That was some easy money. Dude, Jens was like a pioneer in this fucking sport, and he deserves everybody's respect. But, man, it's really time for him to leave the shoes on the mat and walk away.
Past time.
You know, there's a time,
when Tim Elliott floored him, that was really the time.
Yeah. Not only Tim Elliott, but Brian Davidson got him too, you know. And then it's been pretty much, you know, all the top prospects, you know, are beating him, you know. And here's the thing. If you want to fight, if Jen still wants to fight, he just needs to pick the right matchups. And obviously, you know, he's picking the matchups he's going to lose in. He needs to be fighting regional, smaller shows. If that's what he wants to do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just don't feel like fighting in these big shows anymore is what Jens needs to do. It's hurting his record, which his record's already screwed now anyway. And he was one of those guys, you know, I've always liked watching fights for years and years. Now it's just like, I don't even want to watch him fight because I know he's going to lose, you know?
Yeah, he's 11-5 in his, or he's 6-11 in his last 17 fights.
Wow. What is his record right now, though?
He's 47. No, he's 47-18. Or I mean,
jeez.
27-18.
There we go.
Look, basically since Cole Escovedo in 2006, he's gone back-to-back loss, win, fucking 5 losses, 2 wins, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss.
And most of those guys have names, right? Right, Skip? Most of the guys he's lost to have.
He's lost to Eric Kelly, Tim Elliott, Brian Davidson, Diego Garza, Josh Grispy, Leonard Garcia, Uriah Faber, BJ Penn, Joe Lozon.
And here's the thing is that he doesn't need to be fighting guys like that anymore. You know
Here's the problem. He needs to go to boxing or something because, look, he lost submission choke, submission choke, submission armbar, submission choke, submission choke, submission choke, submission choke, submission choke. I mean, come on, dude. Like, are we watching? Why don't we put him and fucking Crazy Horse in a cage together and we know we won't get a submission win?
Dude, that's a fucking perfect fight. I'd promote the shit out of that fight because it's two legends, and actually both Pride legends. Both have been to Pride.
They've never fought each other. They both hate going to the ground. They both get tapped out religiously on the ground. So make these two fuckers stand up and bang it out, dude. Let's have a fucking, you know, call it
the
Hall of Fame
fight. Jen's not got the chin for that, man. Jen's not got the chin for that.
It's a legend versus Looney.
Did you see what Eric Kelly did to him?
Dude, we could call this the ghetto versus the trailer park.
Yeah, the legend versus Looney.
Man, there's no reason Jens Pulver. Look, man, I've always been a big BJ fan, and I've never really been a Jens Pulver fan, but I respect Jens Pulver, and he needs to quit acting like the Brooklyn Brawler of the WWE and putting all these prospects over the top. You know, like when all the like young wrestlers were like first breaking through WWF back in the day when Brooklyn Brawler was around, and then they would beat the Brooklyn Brawler, and they're like, oh my gosh. Now it's people are like, oh, that's what they're using Jens Pulver as, all these fucking promoters. And they know better than to match this guy up with a Tim Elliott. Man, that guy's a fucking killer. Eric Kelly, Ueda. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Brian Davidson. I mean, over again.
Do you feel that Pulver should say, a great career, thank you all. Time for me to ride off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, go coach.
Yeah, I'd love to see him do that. I'd love to just see him. I'd love to see him coach, or you know, or just walk away from the sport. And you know, with that said, we all know that we got to make fucking money for our family, and we know that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He's making money to fight, and you know that one SC probably paid him pretty damn good to fight. Let's be honest. So he quits. And you got to look at it from this angle, too. If he retires, he doesn't have that money coming in no more because this isn't, you don't have no fucking 401k in fighting. You know what I'm saying? It's over. It's over right there. You might get paid for coaching or helping another person train for a fight, but that's it. You know what I'm saying? So
let's be honest. I mean, this isn't Pat Miletich retiring. This is Jens Pulver. I've never heard of him being some outstanding coach who's helping develop fighters coming up. I've heard that he's more of an egotistical, arrogant guy in the gym, and he prefers to be the center of attention. If that's true, he'll never make it as a coach.
That's not really true.
No, I met him. I know him a little bit. He's from the Northwest. He's not a bad guy.
I think.
Do you believe he has the talent and
the
ability? Do you believe he has the talent and the ability to be a successful coach and produce winners?
Yeah, if he can settle down,
if Tito Ortiz can be a successful coach, anyone can.
Who the fuck is
successful?
Tito Ortiz was a successful coach.
I don't know. Did you see Cyborg pretty much just murder somebody tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go fight a homeless bum, and you guys can watch me and my manager Tito set up the greatest fucking fight ever. Yeah.
Here's a funny story about Jens Pulver. He was the bantamweight UFC champion at 155. That's how long ago he was the champion. He fought at lightweight at 170 in the UFC. That's how, I mean, dude, those are like when the UFC had their weight divisions paired up with what Pride was using, when welterweight was 185 and middleweight was 205.
Now, yeah, that's true. Now, that's the only title he's ever won in his career, correct?
That's the one. I mean, as much as we don't want to admit it, I'm sure he's probably won some other one.
No, he has, and I'm looking right now. He's never won any other title. He's won the lightweight Grand Prix quarterfinals for Pride, fight of the night for WEC, won the first and the semi rounds of 1FC, but that's it, dude. Under accomplishments, successfully defended his title twice and won the UFC lightweight championship. So that's it.
Yeah, I just don't like watching guys like that get beat up, man. I mean, Jeff, as a referee, is it hard for you to watch certain guys?
Yeah, it's hard for me to watch Jens Pulver get beat up. It sucks, you know.
That's
it sucks to watch my friend Carl Parisian, you know. Guys like that. I mean,
Parisian got beat up and was mad about it. He was pissed. He's like, dude, why don't you stop the fight? I'm like, dude, because you were snoring.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I'm going
to
say this on the air, and it might give me some flack, but I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, he needs to go to rehab. In order to get his career back on track, Carl Parisian needs to go to rehab. And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, man, because, you know, I watched him get knocked out by John Gunderson. I gave him a ride back to the hotel room. He's just not the same anymore. I mean, it's mental for him right now. It's completely mental, and he really needs a rehab before he steps back in that cage again.
I thought he'd already been there.
He probably has already been there, but
is it not time, like Jens Pulver, for him to sit down and say, I'm fucking done. I had a great run. Thank you, fans.
Yep. I mean, he was winning the first round. You know what I'm saying?
He's gone. He's gone. Did everybody go?
Did you cut me off, Chip?
No, go ahead. Sorry, finished. I apologize.
No, you're good. No, I just... I mean, it's just, you know, he just really needs to get into rehab and get himself straightened out before he gets back in that cage again.
But do you feel that if he was to go, let's say he goes into a rehab program and he kicks back, does the program, comes out in 6 months, another 6 months being back in the gym, really focusing, that we can see a serious run back up to the upper echelons like the Zuffo Corporation?
Are we talking about Carl Parisian?
Yeah.
God, come on.
Hey, look, dude.
Yeah. I'm not saying UFC by any means. I'm just saying regional shows. And the other thing about him is that he always fights big names, too. You know what I'm saying? It's just like Jens Pulver. Why do you have to fight those big names outside of the UFC? I don't know. To me...
Pride.
For some fighters, if I was a manager, I wouldn't have my fighters fighting those guys. Honestly. I wouldn't have had Carl Parisian versus...
So you wouldn't
Rick
let Miles McDonald fight... You wouldn't let Miles McDonald fight Jens Pulver?
Are you kidding me? You fucking Miles would probably kill Jens Pulver. Now, if I was Jens Pulver's manager, I'd say no. But if I was Miles', I'd say hell yeah. I mean, Miles is on another level, but there's not even a weight class for Miles. He's 115 pounds, dude.
Well, he was just the first guy that popped into my head.
That's cool. Now, Miles,
I mean,
would
you let
man.
Him fight Dallas Browning?
Would I let who fight Dallas Browning?
Jens Pulver.
I don't even think that's the same weight class.
Well, Dallas could get to 155.
Yeah, right. Dallas could probably get to 155. Dallas doesn't care. Like, he'll just fight anybody. We all saw that with Matt Foster. Like, why are you going to fight a big gorilla-looking dude? That motherfucker was, like, six times bigger than fucking Dallas was.
Okay, hey, let's talk about another fight. Yeah. Let's talk about the fucking Gegard Mousasi fight and how much of a risk is it for him fighting this fucking stud?
Zero.
You truly believe that there's no risk for him?
There's a risk.
I watched this guy's fights. This guy's fucking legit, man.
The risk is him being on his back. That's what it is with this guy.
This guy's throwing fucking Gegard across the ring like he's done like every fucking person in his fights. The guy's a beast.
Dude, the guy just cut 26 pounds in three fucking days, dude. Gegard's going to pick this dude apart. Have you seen him throw a punch?
Yeah.
No.
His striking style sets up exactly for what Gegard wants, dude. He's going to be like, oh, you're going to throw flailing hooks like you're a fucking blind guy? Okay, I'm going to sit here and just blast you probably like four straight punches down the pipe, turn your lights out, and call it a night. That's what I see happening. I mean, I'm going to be surprised if the dude makes it outside a minute and a half.
Honestly, I think it's going to be a tougher fight than people think. I think Gegard's still going to win the fight, you know what I'm saying? But this kid, I mean, if this kid does what he does in fights, and he goes in there and just fucking wrestles and does exactly that, he can beat Gegard, but he has to do just that takedown, and you got to start on your feet. So,
do you think this guy can wrestle as good as King Mo?
Oh, hell no. Come on, dude.
Okay.
Come on.
That's the only
We're talking King
really
Mo is the best wrestler
really the
in 2007.
That's the only wrestler to manhandle Mousasi, dude.
I honestly think that King Mo is one of the best wrestlers in MMA, honestly.
I just wish he could keep his hands up.
I mean, he can keep his hands up and, not be so damn cocky.
Well, the cocky's fine with being cocky. Just keep your hands up.
But let me ask you, when he fought, I know it's been a few years, but when Letaffy fought, Emmanuel Newton, and he went to a draw, I don't feel Emmanuel Newton was that far out of the prime of his game. I mean, to me, that showed some impressive ability with his groundwork, and I can only imagine how much better it's gotten in the last couple of years since that fight. I mean, if you take that fight away, he hasn't lost since Dynamite in 2009. And that was a decision loss to fucking Emmanuel Newton. I mean, I don't know. I feel that we might see, and here's an interesting thing for all you fans out there who really follow us, me and Lepaki and Clinch and Chris. DJ Linderman was supposed to fight this guy, canceled the fight when he won, after he'd won
legacy fight and got the offer to go fight a World Series fighting. Otherwise, we would know more about this guy's ground game, let's be honest, because, you know, DJ would have had no problem putting him on his ass, you know? So,
Gegard
Mousasi
tapped out Mark Hunt, man. What do you...
Oh, and Mark Hunt's a Roy fucking Nelson?
Jake O'Brien, Tatsuya Mizuno, fucking Melvin Manhoff, Dennis Kane.
Dude, you haven't named a top legitimate BJJ practitioner yet.
And what, Ilir Laftifi is?
I didn't say he is, but he's got a great ground game. He's super strong, and he's got an ability when people put him into submissions to throw them across the ring.
All I seen from him was that he's a good wrestler. I didn't see anything else. I didn't see good jiu-jitsu. I saw good wrestling. That's it. From the highlights I've seen, remember, it's a highlight video, so you're only going to see the good shit. That's all I seen was the good shit, and it was all wrestling.
Skippy's trying to play devil's advocate tonight.
Let me ask you, do you think George Oliveira has a solid ground game?
Who?
George Oliveira.
I think Chris kind of summed that up for you.
That's fucked up, you guys, man.
Funny, dude, you're asking me if a guy that's fought in PFC and Tachi Palace is like has good ground game. Probably not,
the
bro. WEC. Or he'd be in the UFC.
Dude, probably not. Fun. Dude, what do you think? He's learning at Black House. He's been there for 3.5 years. If he doesn't have somewhat of a decent ground game, he needs to get his fucking money back from the Nogueras.
Black House is different than Team
Nogueras.
That's pretty funny.
That's like driving a fucking BMW for 2 years and never be able to get over fucking 40 miles an hour. You better give him my fucking money back, bitches. This car don't work right. Your training didn't do no good for me.
Dude, maybe the training is doing good, and it's just like, you know, that's just where you're at, dude, when it comes to competing against other people, man. I mean, when you're asking me about a guy whose nickname is Von Dom.
Okay, here, fuck it. I'll ask you about somebody all y'all cocksuckers know, Ross Pearson, Ryan Couture. Who wins it? How?
Pearson, second round KO. Ryan Couture should have lost to fucking KJ Nunes, dude. Everybody on God's green earth will see KJ Nunes beat the brakes off that guy.
I really think Pearson is going to hurt him.
Pearson has more power than KJ Nunes, and hopefully he doesn't fucking let this shit go to the judges, because it's like, if you're in him, I don't know.
Hey, so I did find out today that my boy, I don't know if you guys already knew this, but Jorge Masvidal is in the UFC, and he'll be fighting Tim Means.
Oh, that's a dirty little fight. I like Means a lot, man.
Yeah, I like that fight, man, for both of them, honestly.
I like that fight almost as much as I like Joanne Calderwood and Rose Namahunas.
Yeah, you're really into that fight, man. You're pushing that fight.
Dude, that's a dream fucking fight right there, man. Just think about it. You can't tell me. Despite how many fights they've had, you can't tell me that you don't think that's one of the best fights that you can make in Invicta right now.
I'd rather see Beck Hyatt versus her, honestly.
Hey, and what you guys think about this? Let me play some bills real quick. Big shout out to our sponsors. GetClinched.com, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, best in the business. Also, Vision Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution. You guys check them out for everything from golf frisbee to the killerest blown bong custom you could ever
disc
want.
Disc golf,
also,
dude. It's not golf frisbee. Disc golf.
Frisbee golf. Disc golf. Also, BrawlBase.com, Clock Tower Sports Club, dude, the baddest place to watch live MMA. Look, we'll be back in 3 minutes and 58 seconds. We're going to play us a nice... Let's go with a Clinch commercial real quick, and then followed by a little alcohol and ass, and we'll be right back.
All on to the jury. Please report to the main gate. We are about to unleash the psycho.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.
Dude, he just sent me a text that he's been on hold for 20 minutes.
He's not up here. Dude, hold on. We'll
he probably hung
right
up.
Let's call him.
Do it.
I'm going to call him right now.
Don't be scared,
I'm not
going to.
Yeah, I got to fucking.
Where you at? Where you at, Jeff? Where you at?
Come on, Jeff. Call in. Don't be scared,
we need the Nick Diaz voice, dude. Where you at? Where you at, George?
Where you at, homie? Don't be scared.
You're a crazy motherfucker.
that was my Mexican voice.
Fucking mine.
There he is. The one and only Jeff from Clinch Cup the Mouth Guard. Hey, what's wrong with your fucking Skype, Lepaki?
I think it's your Skype, dude.
No, dude. Every time I try to call you, it says there's a connection problem.
Yeah, because
please hold while we
I wasn't. Somehow you get me kicked off of Skype, bro.
Dude, just because I post pictures of Mr. Wiggle dancing out of the grave.
Booyah.
There we
son.
Go.
Booyah, son of a yosh. Bitch.
Hey,
oh, what's that all
talking about me, motherfucker? I'm here.
Oh, shut up, telephone tough guy.
I love it.
So, Lepaki, hey, I have a question. What's up with this fucking Scott Smith clown, dude? Me and Clint were talking about it last night.
The what?
What's up with this fucking redneck, this Scott Smith kid?
Dude, he wants to fight you.
Yeah, I know, but, like, what the fuck? July 27th, either fucking combat MMA... Or if that doesn't happen because I'll be on a 60-day suspension in Oklahoma, which I'm trying to tell everyone, then he can come to fucking Springfield July 27th, and I will beat the holy fuck out of him. I will make it a career to beat the shit out of trolls and talk shit on the internet. I will make a career out of it.
All right, well, I mean, you guys just have the promoter contact him, you know, whatever, man. You guys work it out. But you obviously have some beef, and it needs to get squashed.
That motherfucker has meatloaf, you know what I'm saying? He's a fat bastard that just wants to fight somebody. He needs to get in the cage first before he even tries to talk shit. Me and Jeff talked about this last night. Why does he get to try to make a name off of me? You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
What the fuck is that?
This should be your walkout music.
What's going on?
It's your walkout music.
What the fuck is that?
I had Mikey Ruckus make you a special song.
What are you fucking Barnyard?
Every time you talk about him, I'm gonna put that video on YouTube.
Yo, I
that's
swear
the fucking stupidest fight ever.
All that sounds like is a bunch of fucking kids screaming. That's all I hear. Like, I can't hear anything on my phone.
That was some chickens doing the Mission Impossible theme song.
It didn't sound like it.
Hey, Mickey, that dude is fucking sick, man. He makes some sick shit. Anybody that can make a cover of Worldwide Choppers is cool in my book.
Man, he's got a new one coming out tomorrow night.
Do what?
Here's
got
all
another
I
one
know
coming
about.
Out tomorrow night.
Here's all I know about the fight with Scott Smith. Is that you told this dude you were going to fight him, and if you don't fight him, you'll never hear the end of it.
Hey, listen. Tell that motherfucker to call in right now. I will have the promotion. You know me. I know 100 promoters in 100 different promotions, and I swear to God, I can find us the place to fight. But no one is going to pay that faggot gas money and fucking, and yeah, I said faggot on the air. Nobody's going to pay that fucking fruit fag motherfucker any gas money or hotel to come here. He is not a top-level amateur fighter. He will not get that. So he should just fucking suck a dick if he thinks he's going to get that. My rant is over. Done.
Don't be so easy, Chris. You're so easy sucked in. Oh, my God.
Is this that dude from Louisiana? Or where is he from?
He lives in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma,
he lives in
which
Grove.
Is...
No, he lives in Grove.
Dude, no, he lives like 500 miles away from here. So if he wants
no, he
to
doesn't.
Come here and fight us,
no,
just
doesn't.
Drive, baby. Just drive. All right, well, then you then listen. July 27th, I will fight. No, he does not. If he lives in Grove, then we would have fought a long time ago. Trust me. Because Doug Kenny is from Grove, and I already fought him.
You're so easy, Chris. You're so fucking easy. There you go, Knight. There you go. Fuck it, bring him on. Bring him on. I'm not a chicken. Fuck it.
What's this guy's
Ryan,
name again?
That shit is entirely too loud.
What's this guy's name?
Oh my god, it's horrible.
His name is Mr. Harlem
Dick
Cake. La Fonte Pasta. Mr. Harlem
Scott
Cake.
Smith.
I don't know how you got that
Bill
nickname.
McGroin.
Hey, La Fonte, do a Harlem Shake video tonight. If you do a Harlem Shake video, I will send you $20 right now.
Nah, dude. If I get a Harlem Shake video made, you have to fight Scott Smith where he wants.
Fuck
dude,
that.
I'm not fucking paying for gas money to fucking go all the way to Oklahoma.
All the way to Oklahoma?
Like,
are you fucking kidding me? All the way. What are you, like,
if
80 miles?
Like, that's fine. Like, I can't even fucking speak. It's fucking annoying.
Hold on, we're trying to have a grown-up conversation here for a second.
Every time he says, every time he brings up an excuse to fight, I'm gonna play skin sounds.
Dude, I think that's.
Why would he fight that? Give me one reason why you should fight it. I'm bringing it up, not him, asshole.
Because
you
say he would.
You just, you've at least lost 100 listeners right now. Just playing that shit.
No, I guarantee we just gained 10 when they hear it. They're going to be like, you guys got to hear this shit. This guy's talking about fighting some dude, and his partners are playing chicken sounds every time he backs out.
What?
I don't think he should fucking
what?
Joke. He's a joke.
The fucking dude's a joke. End of story. I'm done.
See, that's the lot of attitude we wanted to hear.
He should fight someone who's a fighter. Fight real fighter, not some faggot who pick a fight with you on the air. Online. If I fell for every Facebook faggot that wanted to fight me, God, I would never even be able to do anything but fight.
Yeah, but dude, you'd be like 100 and 0 right now, you know what I'm saying?
Like, fuck. During the daily hack, get that mixer all working.
Now,
what? You have chickens and frogs. He gets his machine working. He's gonna just it's gonna be nonstop barnyard animals.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Taunting us.
I finally found it. The last thing that Scott Smith posted was a 3-6 Mafia video that said somebody's gonna get it.
The fact that that dude thinks about me as much as he does really makes me think that he's a freaking homo. Seriously, I don't have nothing wrong. I don't have no problem with gay people. I have many gay friends. I have many lesbian friends. But
the
I just
thing.
Want to make it clear.
You got your own chubby chaser
clear
there, Chris.
Because, do what?
He's a chubby chaser and you're the
do
chubby.
What? Hey.
Maybe
I don't know what you guys
bears.
Are talking about anymore.
Okay, so what event are you going to be at tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, I'm going to be at Global Proving Grounds. I guess, what is it called? The Springfield Rumble?
Yep.
I think, honestly, the Global Proving Grounds guys have really went the wrong way about promoting this event because they're only promoting their four guys or three guys that are on the card. There is so much local talent on this card, and I really think that they need to be promoting that in order to get the local ticket sales. You know what I'm saying? I mean, four or five guys from Springfield Fight Club, those guys right there, those guys usually can sell out in a whole event by themselves, man. And the fact that they really haven't been pushed, I just don't think the crowd is going to be good tomorrow night. I hope for the best, you know, but I really don't think the crowd's going to be that big. It's just they got to promote the right way in this area, and I don't feel like they went about that the right way. I mean, we saw a show fight 20. I mean, they had a whole bunch of huge names, and the place still didn't sell out. I mean, it's pretty close, but it still didn't sell out. So, I mean, I just don't feel like, I don't know, I just don't feel like the crowd's going to be there. It's going to be some great fights. One that's not even on the Global Proving Ground thing is Brian Pehrman versus Kevin Kroom. If you guys know who Kevin Kroom is, you know, he knocked out Brian Davidson real, real quick at the, RFA 5, I believe. And, I mean, Kevin Kroom is legit. He's been training at Greg Jackson. He's not the type of a typical, quote-unquote, Greg Jackson fighter. He's very exciting. I don't know, man. Him versus Brian Pehrman is a fucking awesome fight. I think the winner of that, honestly, maybe not Brian Pehrman, but if Kevin Kroom wins that fight, he'll be fighting in the UFC. I know he was supposed to fight Bellator, but I don't know what happened with that. So, I mean, the kid's really fucking talented, man. I like watching him fight. He's a firecracker from the minute he comes out, dude. He's like Clay Guida, man. He fights around before he even gets to the cage. He's just like that, man.
Is this where Eric Willoughby's fighting?
What are you yelling about?
Oh, no, sorry. I was reading something. Never mind.
And then,
Chris, is this where Eric Willoughby's fighting?
Chris, I got a caller for you. Chris, I got a call for you, buddy.
It's fucking Scotty Smith. Come on, baby, get on here. Yo, hey, who's on the line? Is Scotty Smith on the line? July 27th. I'm only going to give this offer one motherfucking time. Either you fight me in fucking Springfield, or you know it's not going to happen. Don't puss out. I'll talk to the promoter. Don't be a bitch. Super heavyweight, amateur, pro, I don't give a fuck. I'll fight you wherever.
Open weight, Valley Tudo rules.
Chris,
down, baby.
Chris. Can I pull a Dr. Phil for everybody in the room right now? I got to stand behind you on your statement. It was beautiful. I think it was to the point. But when you say that I will fight you in Springfield and nowhere else, motherfucker, and then at the end of the statement you'll say I'll fight you amateur pro anywhere, anytime, kind of defeats
well, look,
the fucking first
here, let me say something, Skip. Here's the thing is if you fight in Missouri, you're suspended in Oklahoma for 60 days. We're scheduled to fight supposedly July 27th.
Hold on, man. Let him talk.
The promoter in Tulsa, Oklahoma is down for that, and so am I. But if I can't get off a suspension or whatever, ineligibility because I fought in Missouri, then he could come to Missouri. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
So just don't fight until you're fighting him.
Do what? No, fuck that. I got to fight on an awesome pro-am card, June 29th. The main event is UFC veteran Rob Kimmins versus, I can't tell you the other name because the contract is not signed yet. But, dude, to fight on a card with a Kansas City legend like fucking Rob Kimmins, give me a break, dude. It's happening. June 29th, I'm fighting for sure. Fuck that.
What weight?
I'm not passing up. I'm going to be fighting at heavyweight, but I plan on coming into this fight about 240. I'm going to say right now, I'm at super heavyweight right now. I ain't even going to lie. I got
what
real late.
What's Scott fight at?
Scott never has fought. He's a bum. He's a poser.
So
his fucking record is pose and pose.
Tonight, get on Facebook and say, Chris, I want to fight you. 1 week from today or 2 weeks from today, you'll make your 60-day period for the June card and go at it. If he's a bum, fight him in the next 14 days and you're safe.
In the next 14 days? I haven't even been in the gym fucking one day of the last month. Like, hell no.
If he's a bum,
If he's a bum, why are you worried? Just go fuck him up and be done with
it. Because then it's going to be two bums in there instead of a bum and somebody who actually trains. I ain't trying to go in there unprepared.
Then
no,
why don't you just do this? Why don't you just sit and say, look, Scotty,
hey, listen,
go ahead, run your fucking mouth. I'm not going to waste my time and fight you because I'm not a professional fighter. I'm an amateur fighter who enjoys learning the sport, and I cover this shit. You don't like my opinion, fuck off, we're done.
That's kind of how it's been until fucking it got brought up. That's all I'm saying is, I'll fight him. It don't matter. Cool, I'm done. I'm over this bullshit. I want to slap this kid, seriously. Like, the dude fucking trolled my face for 2 months straight, Skip. You know, I don't even give a fuck. This dude is a troll that went beyond trolling. He talked about my kid. He talked about my wife. He talked about my family. I want to beat him down, dude. I want to beat this dude down. I'm serious. If I see him at an event, he might get soccer kicked upside the fucking head while he's sitting in his chair. Who knows, man, because I do crazy shit. Nah, I would never do that. I'm just joking.
I'm so sick of this guy. I'd like to fight this guy. I'm so sick of fucking hearing about him. Man.
Oh, shit.
Anybody else want to kick his ass? Because I want to.
Fuck. Let's just set out some hay bales. Let's just do some hay bales like they do up in fucking, what, Minnesota or some shit. And we'll get in the middle of the hay bales and get down.
Dude, just do it like in that old Von Damme movie where they circle the cars up, man. Flip the headlights on in the field, and I watched a fight like that.
Yeah.
I watched a fight like that one time when I was in high school, man, up on the side of a mountain, dude, like 12 cars circled up. Headlights
on. I was in high school, I remember I first moved here. I'm going to tell this story because it's probably one of the best street fighting stories I've ever seen or heard, you know, whatever. Anyway, we're at this place called Killhoppers. It's just a... You know, it's just fucking just in the middle of the country. So I bring a black guy, me and my homeboy bring a black guy to the middle of Missouri, right? And yeah, I had no idea. I just moved here from California. So the next thing you know, like, this guy's trying to fight my homie just because he's black. Well, my other homie named Neil, he's like, you want to fight this guy, fight me. Dude, these guys fought for fucking 30 minutes straight. While me and the black dude just sit there and watched everybody fight. It was great. I mean, it was fucking cool. We were talking, these dudes fought 30 minutes, stopped fighting, and then the next thing you know, they'd point at each other and go back at it again. Then go get a beer. I'm talking, they fought for, I mean, all fucking night these guys were fighting. It was a killer street fight.
You know what's fucked up is, I'm the only one in this group that can't tell a story about high school. Fucked up.
Yeah, I saw some wicked fights in high school, man.
I was married, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, poor guy.
I saw probably better fights in prison than any of you guys saw in high school.
Yeah, that's probably a possibility.
I'm pretty sure that's probably true.
I don't know, dude. When I was in county, I saw somebody knock somebody out while they were on their knees.
The dude was on his knees that did
the knocking out or got knocked out?
The dude was on his knees and knocked the other dude out. He got pushed down and was basically getting up and fucking knocked the dude out, like, on his knees still. That dude, I mean, it was fucking a good old knockout. It was Crazy Horse versus KJ Newton. Except for he was going the opposite way. He was going downwards and took a knee and knocked him out. Anyway, back to some MMA. What other good fights are on the card tomorrow?
On which card?
On the USC. USC.
I don't know, man. I want to talk about Gokhan Saki and Daniel Gita tomorrow, man. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, what time is that? In the morning or what?
Like, it's like 11? 9 o'clock in the morning. No, is it 11 our time?
Oh,
that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
I'll get to actually watch it and then get to
I think it's 11 your time, Chris, or 11 East Coast.
Okay, cool. That's right, 10 my time or something. That's cool.
I'm going to tell you.
It's cool.
Here in about 3 seconds. Dude, I just don't – I don't know what to think about this fight, man. These two guys are fucking both killers. Like, I wish that there's a way that somebody could set up a tournament where you had to, like, do, like, one round, like, have kickboxing versus MMA guys, and you do two-round fights, one round MMA, one round kickboxing.
Yeah, like Shinny Aoki did that one time, right? Shinny Aoki did a fight like that.
Hey, what about the fights down in Australia, dude, that we covered? Combat 4 or Combat 3, where it was boxer versus MMA, and it was specialized rules. If you went to the ground, you were only allowed on the ground for 30 seconds. They were great fights, man. Great fights.
Yeah, I guess you kind of use sand shoe rules, right? Is Jeff still online?
Hey, 10 hours and 20 minutes till the fight start.
Yo, is Jeff still on with us?
No, he hung up.
Oh, well, I had a question for him, too, so that kind of sucks. I was going to ask him, while he's reffing, is there a certain time limit that he lets somebody sit on top without doing anything? I wanted to ask him that because, remember in that Branson Brawl tournament?
I guess it would depend on if it's a fight or his wife.
God, I hope fucking somebody kidney shots your ass, dude. I'm serious.
I hope somebody tries. I hope somebody tries.
I dare
any motherfucker out there to step up and take a shot any day of the week. You know why? Because I ain't a professional or amateur fighter. I don't play by some fucking commission rules. I'll come to your house the next day and punch your goddamn wife in the mouth. Boom!
Damn.
Okay,
you'll be pissing blood on the way, buddy.
Wouldn't that be crazy? My wife would fuck you up, Skip.
Don't even try to act up.
Dude, that would be fucking crazy if, like, some guy beat you up and you wouldn't beat up his wife. That would be fucking
crazy. So I kind of got into this topic tonight. Do you think that Cyborg, and this is an honest question, do you think that, like, men could beat her out? Do you think she could take a man straight up?
I think there are some men she could beat.
Like, do you think she could fuck you up? Do you think she could kick your ass, you yourself, Skippy LaPosa, myself?
I don't know that I would want to go down that path and find out.
Because it's a lose-lose for me either way.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck, man?
I told the dude next to me it was a lose-lose and a lose. You know, that she would fuck you up. I think that she would beat some of the guys that are at her weight class. And I'm not saying that.
I think she would.
I'm not.
Okay.
Honestly,
I believe Ed West fights at 135, correct?
Yeah, but I don't think Ed West is a caliber that she wouldn't beat.
Do you think she would lose to Ed?
Where's Gregory?
He's still here with us.
I'm right here.
Oh.
MMATopics.net, folks. Do you think Ed West would beat her?
Yeah, dude. Hands down.
Okay, so we've got a base because Ed West is a solid, legitimate fighter. So we're going to say everybody above him in rankings would definitely probably, you know, a good majority of them would beat Cyborg as well. You know,
I think Cyborg would beat guys that are at, like, the RF. I think there's guys at RFA she would beat. I think there's guys at XFC she would beat. I think there's guys at CFA she would beat.
We're talking the middle of the road fighters who are not at the upper echelon yet that she can compete with, but at the upper echelon she would not be able to compete.
I think the guys that are gatekeep, like the, you know, like, and this sounds really bad to say, but like every region has like the guy you beat, and if you can beat this dude, then you're probably going to go to the UFC, you know? Like, he didn't make the UFC, but, like, he's the guy that's, like, he's the top dog, you know? Like, those are the kind of guys I think she could beat. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense. And I think she'd beat the shit out of any average dude. I'm saying that right now.
Oh, hell
just
yeah.
A normal dude
hell
that walks
yeah.
around, dude, she would kill him. Jeez. And I want to say, while I was interviewing Leslie Smith, she actually walked up and told Leslie Smith, you won that fight. You deserve to be in the UFC. Straight up said that. And I mean,
I really wish I would have got that part on camera, but I don't think I did, man. But I mean, Leslie is awesome. I'm just gonna say that one more time tonight. Leslie Smith is fucking awesome, and she's my favorite female fighter by far. I know I'm not supposed to be biased, but she's my favorite. Her and Beck Hyatt are up there. Go ahead.
There's no such thing as bias, dude. I mean, fuck, dude. Everybody still has, you know, a right to have an opinion.
Exactly, because we're fans.
I hate that shit.
We're fans, you know?
I mean, I hate that shit.
I know, and you know, here's
like
what I
somebody.
Hate.
Get the fuck out of here.
Going to events as media? Sometimes I like to throw my media pass in my bag and just walk around because some of the other media people, they get pissed off and you clap. And when you cheer, and I think they're fucking complete morons for that. I think when somebody gets out of a position, you know how we are, we're fans. We're going to get up and clap. I think that the media, some of these guys need to pull the underwear out of their asses and fucking, you know, stop being so goddamn stuck up all the time. Because they were fans at one point. That's what got them to here. And if they weren't fans at one point...
That's not always true, man. I've seen a lot of people at the events that are just there because it's their 9-to-5 job and they don't give two fucks or respect the sport. I've met a couple of people who work for MMA sites who've openly said, I used to do this because it pays the bills. I think this sport's stupid. But they're at the events reporting and taking photos. So, fuck, you know, you're going to have those people at these events who think it should be like... You're at a fucking press conference where, you know, you're asking questions quietly and one at a time. You know, look, that's how it is. I think if the promotion has a problem with media being, you know, emotional over a fight, you know, that's a different issue.
Right, right. And that's why you never see me sitting in press row. I'm always over sitting with fans, man. It's just because I'd rather sit with fans than sit in press row any day.
I can agree with that. I'll be honest, I think, and this sounds really shitty, but at Budo fights, I think Lepaki has the best seat every time. He has an unobstructed view of everything from walk-in to the cage rage to the fucking video cameras to the hand being raised, everything that happens in the fights. He has got nobody that can get in front of him. He has a perfect view. He's around the fans. And it's usually a select group of fans that are led up in that area that Lepaki sits at for Budo fights. I got to say, he has probably got the best spot to enjoy a true MMA event if you're in media, period. I mean, Lepaki,
no,
you've covered
like
a lot of events
like
yourself,
but... There.
I like how XFL treats me, honestly, man. They put me, like... Where if I get some blood, you know, blood splatters, it's getting on me. I like how Centurion does it too, man. They go out of their way to make sure that Madhouse, MMA Topics, the yet-to-be-named MMA show, whoever's there, they make sure that we get, like, great treatment, man. I love going to Travis Corder's shows. Dude's a great promoter, man.
I'll tell you what, I agree. We have two promotions here on the West Coast. One in California and one up in Washington. And I would happen to say that Eddie Blackburn at Cage Quest and Mike Brown at Rogue Fights, they take care of media, or at least us, better than I've ever seen any media taken care of. I mean, you know, beautiful.
Do we have somebody that goes to Rogue Fight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to know because... I just got a new guy that's been hitting me up and wants to start covering events out in California. So I'm going to put him on board for sure.
Have him get a hold of me and let me sit down and talk with him, dude. And if he wants to cover Rogue, man, I can set him up to start covering Rogue, dude. They're in,
Reading.
They're in the casino. Reading, thank you.
Reading.
That is perfect. He lives in, like, Fontana, which is probably, I don't know, real close to Reading, I think.
It's like an hour and a half, I think, to Fontana.
I drive
4 hours to Cage Sports, so, I mean, people shouldn't be complaining about distance.
Chris. No doubt. You know, hey, we do it all the time, man. My house is 200 miles from Kansas City. I'm
Chris,
still driving on the way
call me
there.
Tomorrow. Have him call me tomorrow,
okay, cool.
Sunday, and I can have him set up for next weekend's event.
All right, cool, man. I will for sure. I'm going to try to get him on going to Epic, too.
Fuck yeah. Epic's down in San Diego, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's a little dry.
Dude, we can get him set up definitely with the boys over at NorCal because they run a lot of events, and they're really good to us. I know four or five events up in that Northern California, Middle California area.
Yeah, but I think Fontana is more Southern Cali, I think.
Fontana's like just north of LA, I think.
Oh,
yeah. Redding is Inland Empire, so that's not even up north.
No,
he's
dude. Redding's NorCal, bro. Redding's not Inland Empire.
Oh, it's not?
Redding.
Oh,
no, dude. Redding's, like, Redding's up by Lake Shasta, bro. Like, clear up north of San
Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the
way. Hey, but if he's down there in the south, dude, we could definitely throw him into a ton of events, man. I get requests all the time for us to cover events down from San Diego to L.A.
Yeah, dude,
cool. Yeah,
we might be able
board,
to get
man.
Him into that promotion that Ulysses Gomez just signed with, too. I'm trying to work on
Pandemonium.
Yeah,
Pandemonium.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't really heard much about Pandemonium until recently. I don't know if they're a new promotion or what, man, but they seem to be doing big things, man. Do what?
They're on their eighth event. They're starting to focus on the 125 division. I think it's going to be like their flagship division.
Well, what about Tachi coming back?
That's the wild card now, is Itachi coming back. I still want to know, are the champions the champions? Like, is Ian the Barn Owl Loveland still the featherweight champ?
No, because it's a brand-new organization.
Well, that's baloney.
They had to start everything over because of the way the commission dismantled it before and the rulings on the tribal casino.
That dude fights. Ian Loveland fights all the time.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite dudes up here in this part of the country. I really like watching his fights.
Yeah, I would have liked to see him fight Brian Davidson. That would have been a good fight if he didn't get beat up over in China or wherever he fought last.
Pancrase? I think Pancrase 244.
Got whooped up on, I guess.
That was a tough fight, man. He fought Hiroki, maybe? No. I can't remember right now. I thought it was for some reason, Hiroki's popping out in my mind. So
no,
I thought
I don't
the event tomorrow was in Kansas City.
No. Tonight was Invicta, obviously, in Kansas City, and then tomorrow it's Springfield. So we're going 100 miles in the opposite direction tomorrow.
Nice.
And let me tell you,
I'm
still on my way home right now, so... You know how it is. We do rogue on the road, wherever, in the studio, wherever we're at. We don't give a shit.
Twitter in the shitter, huh? How's the new phone?
Twitter in the shitter. Talk about a fucking $200 cost right there. Jesus.
How's your new phone?
Actually, what happened was I was at my probation officer's, and I had to go take a piss test, and I was whipping it out, and I had fucking a hoodie on. And my fucking phone fell right in the toilet. So then my probation officer didn't even make me piss. It's pretty cool.
That's why you did it, huh?
Nah, I was clean anyway, so it don't matter.
My ass.
But not no more.
I'm just playing.
So, yeah, man. Fucking awesome. Yeah, tomorrow is going to be an awesome card in Springfield. I can't wait to get up there and see who else is on the card because I know they keep changing the card. Every time they change it, it seems like it gets better. So, I don't know. I haven't really supported this guy's shows much in the past, but it'll be nice, you know, to go up here and support this show and check out some of the guys, the local guys. Especially a lot of the guys that I've watched as amateurs finally get to turn pro. Chris Reed. I think Tyler Lewis was supposed to fight, but he got injured. But, yeah, Chris Reed and Devin Golden, man. Those guys are pretty talented fighters. Oh, shit. Is anybody else talking, or am I just going to keep rambling on?
Well, no, dude. I'm wasn't gonna, why would I sit there and cut you off, dude, when you're fucking jabber-jawing it up?
No shit.
I'm just sitting in the car, man.
Dude, that's the whole key in radio, dude, is if somebody's talking, just sit back and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hey, he's fighting Falco Miranda, bro. I finally found him.
Hey, did anyone ever get a hold of DiBiase, or is he just missing in action? Did it really, like, did the Easter Bunny kidnap that motherfucker, or what?
I think so.
I think he just was fucking with you.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but, I mean, either way.
Shit, dude, if Chad Mertz loses this fight, I'm telling you folks right now, live, on the road fucking show, Chad Mertz loses this fight, he will never make it to the UFC, period. He's fighting an 0-5 guy who's lost every fight in under a minute and 5 seconds.
Let me tell you something. Don't put those guys past you because I'm not going to say his name because he's one of my friends. I don't want to put him out there like that. But I watched him fight an 0-12 dude, and he fucking lost, bro. And, I mean, he was owning the dude and got caught and lost. And, I mean, 0-12, that's embarrassing. Hell, I was embarrassed when I fucking lost to good old Doug Daney to 0-2. Hey, and tomorrow, and let me give it up to Doug Daney. Tomorrow he is fighting for a number one contender spot in Oklahoma. At Sugar Creek. So, hey, man, good luck to Doug Daney. I hope he gets it, and I hope he can help me train on my next fight. Because that's how I roll.
Hey, we got 5 minutes left before we wrap up tonight. LaPock, you want to do some shout-outs?
I just need to do what do I got to do today? Tonight, I'm going to give a special shout-out to Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, man. I got this dope-ass T-shirt hanging up on my wall next to my Yankee shirt. A pretty important spot. Vision Smoke Shop, you know, Skippy, go get your what's that stuff that you
go get all your medical marijuana induction apparatuses that you may need, water tobacco pipes, frisbee disc
what's the dirt supplies, man?
I work at Indoor Garden Supply.
Oh, that's different, huh?
Yeah, Indoor Garden Supply.
Never mind.
All the growing equipment. And by the way, you guys feel free to stop by any Tuesday because it's all day MMA at Indoor Garden Supply in downtown Redmond, 536 Rear Street, entrance alley. You guys check it out. Usually, if I'm not inside the shop, you can find me inside my truck right outside the door.
Yo, Sunday nights, guys. The yet-to-be-named MMA show will be back with a new segment called Dallas Browning Sounds Off. If you guys don't know Dallas, dude, expect craziness. Make sure you guys are listening Sunday. He is about to put it on somebody. He is about to put a great rant. Also, MMA Topics Radio. I don't know if DiBiase is coming back or what, but either way, I got my partners in crime, Lapathy or Skippy, who are always down to help a brother out, and I appreciate you guys for that. Thanks to my new sponsor, CagePicks.com, and, you know, MMA Madhouse, Game Changer. That's it. That's all I got.
Hey, I need to give a shout-out to On It, man. Make sure you all are taking your fucking brain vitamins, too. And I got to give a shout-out to my little buddy, Chris Gregory.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to ask you guys, if you guys know any promoters or fighters or anything that want to, you know, get ticket sales off their hands, man, CagePicks.com is honestly a fucking awesome place. And I think it's free, too, man. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's free, though. So get on there, and then you can pick whatever fighter you want to buy tickets from right there on the site, man. It's fucking cool as shit.
Hey, and I want to give a big shout-out before we run out of time to our sponsors.
Check this shit out. Hold on. Wait. Fight of the night, Kaufman Smith. Sub of the night, Rose Namahunas. Knockout of the night, Miriam Nakamoto.
Yep, for all you Invicta fans. Big shout-out to Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, GetClinch.com. Folks, these guys do provide the best gear in the business. Check them out. Also, BrawlBase.com. This will be their last week sponsoring us. Next week, we will have a brand new tattoo shop sponsor. Folks,
We might even have two. I have two guys who want it, but I might pick them both because they're in different cities of the United States. But also, big shout out to Clock Tower Pub, guys. Every day of the week, got great MMA, sports, food, great shuffleboards, pool tables, dartboards, everything, man. Check them out. Also, Vicious Smoke Shop, thank you for all you do for us and the local MMA, VicionSmokes.com. Vision and Glass Distribution Shop as well for wholesalers. Also, MMA Madhouse for all they do, for letting us steal this equipment. Yeah, guys, we got about a minute and a half left, and then we're going to call it a fucking night.
Hey, make sure everyone goes to YouTube, to MMA Topics. I'll have the interviews up immediately. I didn't do no video because Invicta asked me not to. So I didn't do any video this time, but I got some good interviews and a little bit of the press conference and some cool pictures. So check that out on MMA Topics or MMA Madhouse. Either way, they're both supporters. So
they're both mutually.
Cool.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Boys, let's call that a fucking eagle.
Eagle.
Eagle. Let's fly.